They might even have to use their utensils, all of those coming up that are very important. They might even have to use their utensils. So, therefore, they'll go all the way around rather than go through this area. But Jesus is going to go from Jerusalem right in this direction. He's going to go right up here to Sychar. And here's Sychar, and we'll take a better look on it in a map later. But there's Sychar. Now, what we're looking at is a divided kingdom. Now, God promised in the Abrahamic covenant and then later in the Davidic covenant, the whole land of Palestine. And when we get into Revelation, we'll take a look at how expanse this area is. It's going to shock us. It goes all the way down to the Negev, near Egypt. It's an unbelievable, massive area of land that God has promised in the covenant, in the Abrahamic covenant and in the Davidic covenant, the land covenant. The total land area has not really been recognized. But Palestine was all united at one time. At one time, this whole area was united. And it was united under King David. God honored David and united this whole area. It was united under him. But then came David's son, Solomon. And as we're going to see Solomon as a Satan figure, and I'll show you why, God is going to have to divide the kingdom because of Solomon. But what is interesting is that because of God's love, and put it up here, because of God's love for David, he will not divide the kingdom until Solomon is dead. And all of this is very important. We see what God is doing, what's going on. Both spiritually, historically. He's not going to divide the kingdom until Solomon is dead, and then God is going to divide the kingdom. So we have a divided kingdom. Now, many Christians know that the kingdom was divided. They know there's a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. But very few know why. Why was the kingdom divided? How did it come about historically? Well, what I want to show you is, take you on just a little trip here, because all of this is going to become important throughout Christ's life, but I want to get into Sychar and where Sychar is and what's happening here. But Solomon, people, you have to recognize as the work king, the do and do king. These people have mixed ideas of Solomon and not really familiar with Solomon, people. Solomon's wisdom is not the wisdom of God. All that we talk about, Solomon's great wisdom, wasn't the wisdom of God. Not the wisdom that God gave him. God gave him wisdom, but it wasn't the wisdom that Solomon was looking for. And we know that for a lot of different reasons. But Solomon was the do and do or the work. In other words, Solomon is a picture. We're talking about lies and liars on Wednesday night, and we saw Satan's great lie. And what is Satan's lie? Satan's lie is do for God, or work for God.